Israeli War Cabinet Secretary Benny Gantz continues his diplomatic swing through Washington, D.C. He's expected to meet today with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken after a sit-down yesterday with Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, this trip has gotten the attention of some powerful people in Israel because Gantz made the journey without the blessing of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Joining us now is Neri Zilber, a journalist and analyst with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. And Neri, Benny Gantz, as I said, meeting with a number of top U.S. officials this week. What do you think he's really trying to accomplish here?
Well, good to be back with you. So obviously there's a domestic political component to it and hopefully a tangible policy component to it vis-a-vis the Gaza war. In terms of politics here in Israel, like you said, this trip didn't receive the blessing of the prime minister. That goes against usual government protocol. But Benny Gantz didn't really seem to care. He initiated this trip on his own. He informed Netanyahu ahead of time, but didn't seek his blessing. And so Gantz is making the trip to Washington, which obviously is garnering a lot of attention back in Israel. And obviously, Gantz is part of the emergency wartime government that was formed after the October 7th attack. But he is Netanyahu's chief political rival in terms of his popularity and a potential future election and to be prime minister. So politically here, it's making, it's making waves here in Israel. But in terms of policy, too, he wanted to take the trip to Washington to coordinate with the administration in D.C. To really get a gauge of the U.S. mood and the U.S. support for Israel as it prosecutes this war. And in that respect, I imagine and hope that he's going to be taking back a message to Israel slightly different than what he expected.
Well, so a good point, because this visit also comes at this time when the White House is trying very hard to navigate the politics of taking a tougher stance on Israel's war in Gaza. In this country, do you think the Biden administration is trying to send a message to Netanyahu with this visit?
So I wouldn't read too much into it. From what I've been told, it's not a deliberate poke in the eye to Netanyahu per se. Benny Gantz, as a senior minister in the Israeli government, traveling to Washington, of course he's going to get meetings. But undoubtedly, the Biden administration, via Gantz yesterday and today, wants to send a stronger message to the Israeli government that he wants to see movement on major policy issues related to the war, like more humanitarian aid being allowed into Gaza to ameliorate the terrible situation inside the Gaza Strip. They want to see better planning for what Israel imagines a day after Hamas and a day after in the war would actually look like, something the Israeli government under Netanyahu has not been willing to provide. And it also wants to see movement in terms of where Israel is taking the actual military operation, say, in terms of a future operation into the Rafah city in southern Gaza. So all those questions, real hot button issues in terms of policy, and also, like you said, has wider political reverberations in Washington as well as Israel.
Just briefly, we have less than a minute here. What is Netanyahu's position in Israel today?
Well, he's never been this unpopular, say, for the past two decades almost. The longest-serving leader in Israeli history was cratering in the polls slightly before October 7th, but after October 7th, much of the public, according to opinion polls, 70% of the public, see him as the responsible. It happened on his watch. And according to opinion polls, the Israeli public wants to see him leave office, if not immediately, then after the war is concluded.
Neri Zilber, journalist and analyst covering Middle East politics for the Washington Institute. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.